fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Thursday. Thanks for waking up with us. Tommy, last night you and I had the privilege, the pleasure, nay, the honour of emceeing and hosting the GB Brain event last night at the Woolshed here in Shepparton, an evening with Roman Diduk, a name you might not be familiar with, but a product you certainly will. He is Papa Schnitz.
Yes.
The man behind Schnitz itself. And what an awesome dude.
Yes.
And what a great team around him. Mm. But the main take out of the event is Schnitz is coming.
Oh.
Schnitz is coming. Prepare yourself. Move over Game of Thrones. Winter has come and gone. It is Schnitz's time. Schnitz is coming.
Oh, how exciting.
I know.
I'm so pumped.
My mouth literally salivates when you say Schnitz. I'm so excited.
Oh,
but
the chips.
The chili aioli. My goodness.
Shut up with your chili aioli. Oh, my.
But I think we need to jump onto the social media bandwagon. We should get a hashtag trending.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I know a little while ago, get grilled to Shep was a thing.
Oh, yeah, get grilled.
Move over grilled. Bring Schnitz to Shep. Yeah, it's a little bit clunky. What about send Schnitz to Shep? It's a couple of S's. Doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
Yeah, okay.
I've got one more for you.
Yeah.
Hashtag Shep is hungry.
For a little bit of work.
For Schnitz. For Schnitz.
What about get your Schnitz out?
Yeah, okay, you win. Yeah, I worked really hard on those three options, but yeah, okay, you win. Get your Schnitz out.
We might have to run it
past their marketing team as well.
Yeah, sure.
Let's all be on the same page.
Okay.
But what a great event. Roman Diduk, what a legend. Bruno and the extended team. Ah, just exciting.
What about one more I got?
Oh, you got one more.
Schnitzify Shep.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Schnitzify.
We might need to make sure, just the spelling. We've got to make sure we get the spelling right. We're all, as I said, on the same page.
Mm.
Schnitzify Shep. Nice and catchy. Actually, I reckon they could catch on.
Okay, good. Coming up next, I want to have a chat to you about Domino's experimenting with driverless car pizza deliveries.
Nope. You know how I feel about AI.
Yeah, I've got a couple of pros and cons. I just want to talk it through after this.
Okay, first, Skylar Grey, Macklemore. This is Glorious on the GV's Hit 96.9.
I feel glorious.
And coming up next, no one and no thing will stand in my way to get to that $500 at the end of the Power Cord Tour to Depot time trial. Details on the other side of this.
Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
Now, we all love, you know, knocking off work on a Friday, going home, sitting your feet up on the couch and then going, I think I'm going to order a pizza. Domino's have thrown a spanner into the works here because over in the States, they're working hard on a driverless car that does pizza deliveries for you.
Oh, I don't like it. Robots are going to take over the world. Stop encouraging them.
I'm not 100% sure how I feel about it because I feel generally less interaction with the delivery driver is a positive because I don't have anything against delivery drivers, but there's less chance for human error and awkward situations. You know, they're not going to have the wrong change. They're not going to awkwardly linger too long after you've paid and be like, what's on for tonight? And
what delivery driver has ever asked you what's on for tonight? Where are these magically friendly, overly friendly drivers who want to hang around? They got things to do. They're movers and shakers. They're not wasting time on Tommy Casher.
Well, that's a good point. They might forget your garlic bread. You know what I mean? The minimization of errors, I think, would happen if you just had the AI driverless car.
But the robot's not packing the car. A human's still making the car, packing the car with your order. So you're not eliminating humans altogether.
No, that's a good point. But
are you against jobs, Tommy?
No, I'm for jobs. Imagine the people that would have to create the driverless
AI car. Yeah, they'd need a lot of people as well.
This would mean you would then have to get up off your bum, off the couch, and not only walk to the front door, you'd then have to walk outside to the car.
How's it actually getting to your front door?
Well, so you go to the car and then you push, it's like a touch screen on the side of the window, and then it like opens up and then you get your pizza.
Wow, so what, they're just tooting out the front of your house till you come out.
I'm not sure if they're tooting or you might get a message on your phone being like, I'm here, kind of like, you know, Uber does or whatever.
Yep, yep.
But I don't know that I like the fact that I'll have to get up and walk outside, because what if people around me start to know my pizza routine? They'll just wait outside.
Oh my God, you're right. If they can beat you to the punch, they only need a 2-minute window.
Exactly.
To snag your pepperoni.
But I think I'm willing to give it a try. Because, I mean, positives and negatives, we've got to move with the times, you know? This is the way we're moving. Willing to give it a crack, but...
You want to tell the Liberal government that?
Domino's. I like where they're going. I like where they're heading. Innovative. It's good. It's good stuff.
It's not. Nothing against Domino's, but no robots.
You're scared of robots.
So scared of robots.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And inside 20, we have a $50 APCO fuel voucher to give away for the best piece of dadvice. Dadvice, in case you couldn't work that one out. But real quickly, Tommy, the Powercore Tour de Depot, we are only weeks away. September 17, it is a Sunday, Vic Park Lake. All money raised is going towards local charity partners, Shepherd and Food Share, and Inspired Carers. We've got the bike ride, obviously, happening, which you can register now for, tourdedepot.com.au. Or just come down for the free community festival. Just mark that date in your diaries, September 17.
I don't know if you intentionally wanted to talk about this morning, because you know that I didn't go to the gym this morning and I've been going every morning to try and, you know, work on my bike riding ability for the race. And this morning I was like, no, I'm too tired, I'm not going. And now you happen to talk about it and now I feel bad.
Well, I mean, this is where, you know, the pack starts to separate, Tommy. It's all in your preparation.
The Peloton.
Exactly. As you know, Peloton? Palindrome.
No.
Palindrome is definitely not correct. Let's move on.
Peloton is the group out the front of the Tour de France.
And what's the arena in the Olympics that they Valindrome? That's what I'm thinking of. Anywho, so as you know, I have registered myself in the 22-kilometre time trial.
Yes.
Now, there is a $500 prize at the end of the time trial, a male category and a female category.
Mm-hmm.
I am in communication with last year's male winner, getting some tips and tricks.
Nick Squilari.
But I'm also doing my own training. Obviously, we've got to work on the quads.
Yeah, of course.
Those fast twitch fibres to get me through the 22K super quick.
You want big, powerful quads. That's
exactly.
What you want.
Exactly. Not these pissy little things I'm rolling with now. All right. So yesterday, I've got my own bike. I've got a helmet. I'm ready to roll. So I keep my bike in the garage, and it was a lovely afternoon yesterday. I thought, I'll go for a spin.
Mm.
Let's get some training under the belt, shall we? We never regret preparation. So I rolled up, you know, I hit the clicker on my garage, clicked in my helmet, went to set off, and in my driveway was a magpie. Now, as you know, I have some issues with a couple of magpies around the GV.
Yeah, you do.
They remember my face and I get swooped constantly.
Mm.
Now they're invading home territory. It's usually along the Goulburn River I get swooped. Now they're in my driveway, Tommy.
Was this just like, standing on the floor?
Just on the driveway.
On the driveway.
Yeah. Not flying, exactly. He's just having a stroll, pecking around my bushes. I was like, right. So I was still in my garage at this point, but the door was completely up.
Yeah.
And we made eye contact, and he's just looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And I went, I can't do it. I'm too scared. So I rolled down the clicker, went back inside, put my helmet away, parked my bike around the corner of the garage, and drove to the gym to do a spin class.
Oh, my God.
So instead of riding my bike to train for a bike ride, I drove my car to a stationary bike to train for the bike ride, which is really complex to my tiny brain. But hey, training's training. The stupid magpie got in my way. But hey, I still got some you know, K's under the belt.
Okay, so you want to take this out. You think you've got what it takes to be the champion.
Absolutely.
Just a tip to all the other...
Because it doesn't matter who stands in my way. Person, beast, or bird.
To all the other competitors out there who do want to race in the 22K time trial, Just line up a bunch of magpies on the start line and Jess won't be able to start.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And in the lead up to Father's Day this Sunday, we are celebrating dads for the rest of the week. And today on 13, 12, 16, we want you to share your dadvice, the best piece of advice your dad has ever given you. We've got a $50 APCO fuel voucher up for grabs for the best piece. For me, Tommy, as a high schooler, my dad's best piece of advice was every time I came home from school was get changed out of your school uniform straight away. Why, Dad? Why? I'm just it's fine. Like, I used to wear a dress to school. You know, it's nothing. It's slouchy. It's fine. It's fine to sit on the couch in. No, because you'll get it dirty and then you won't be able to wear it tomorrow. It's pretty good advice, Dad. So as soon as you come home, you change out of your school uniform, you put your shorts or some tracky dacks on. So then your uniform is pretty good for the next day. You're not getting your dinner on it. You're not getting your afternoon snack on it.
Do you not have a couple of uniforms in the cupboard that you just rotate through? Or?
Yeah, but that way, you know, the longevity of one uniform is extended.
Right.
Good advice from Dad.
Well, Dad didn't tell me to change my school dress every day, so that was good. My dad's...
Be concerned if he was.
Best piece of dad advice from my dad would have come recently, actually. He told me to shave my beard because when I have a beard, it looks dirty and untidy, and he didn't like it. And since I've shaved... There's only one person who's given me negative feedback, who is sitting opposite me right now. Everyone else, you look so good when you shave. Your shaved face looks nice, blah, 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 blah.
No one said the words, your shaved face looks nice.
No, they just said, you look nice.
People think you look better without the beard.
Yeah, they do. My chiseled features are more on show.
Hey, we can't argue with the dad vice.
No,
dads
can't.
Know all.
They
all right.
Do.
I bow down to Kasha Senior. But get involved now, 13, 12, 16, celebrating dads all week in the lead up to Father's Day. What's the best piece of advice your dad has ever given you? Best piece scores a $50 APCO fuel voucher. Taking your calls next, 13, 12, 16. We are celebrating dads all week in the lead up to Father's Day this weekend. And today, sharing dadvice.
Yeah.
Those pearls of wisdom that your dad likes to share, maybe solicited, more often than not unsolicited. But we can't argue with the dadvice because dads know all.
They
dads
do.
Are very wise.
Now we've got Zayden in Rushworth, mate. What's the best piece of dadvice you've been given?
The best advice my dad's given me is when I'm playing football is to go hard and don't worry if you get hurt.
Oh, interesting advice, Zayden. Do you take that on board? Head down, bum up, straight through the pack?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's good advice and it's working for you.
I won my award last night.
You won what? The best and fairest? What award did you win?
No, most consistent.
Well, fantastic.
Consistently going in hard. That's what we want, Zayden. Great work, mate.
Zayden, thank you so much. I'm going to pop you on hold. You're in the draw for that $50 APCO fuel voucher. Okay, stay on hold for me.
Thank you.
John in Mansfield, what's the best piece of dad advice you've ever been given?
Best bit of advice the old man gave me was go out and party with the boys. You get up and go to work with the men.
Oh! I didn't know where that was going,
yeah,
John.
Neither do I. I was like,
something about going to bed with the ladies. I'm not sure. I enjoy that very much. And you've carried that throughout your life, John?
I have for about the past 16 years. And it's the best bit of advice I've ever been given.
I like that.
John, what am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
Yeah, nothing. Don't worry. Not worth it.
John, thanks so much for sharing. Stay on hold there. You are in the draw for this $50 APCO fuel voucher. Stay on hold for me, okay?
Okay.
And finally, Jen in Yarrawonga, what's the best piece of a dad advice you've ever been given?
Don't live above your means.
Ooh.
My dad always tells me that when he says, you got champagne taste on a beer budget.
Every day of the week.
Unfortunately for my dad, it hasn't really soaked in yet. I'm still trying to live above my means.
Well, the champagne hasn't soaked in or the beer?
Yeah, very good.
A bit of both.
Jen, thanks so much for sharing. Great dad advice there.
Yes.
That's some stern dad advice, proper dad advice. Jen, stay on hold for me. You're in the draw for that $50 APCO fuel voucher.
Beautiful.
Tommy, delegating our three contestants, let's call them, on hold there. I'm going to put this in your hands, champion. Who's a dad vice are we awarding the prize to today?
I really like John's dad's dad vice. Go out with the boys, go out and party with the boys, go to work with the men.
You like that one?
I really do like that one.
John in Rushworth, congratulations, buddy. We love your dad advice. You've scored a $50 APCO fuel voucher.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. The APCO service station, Numurkah Road in Shepparton. Save $3 on your car wash for a limited time only. John, that is all yours. Thanks for getting involved.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
As we all sit there playing Scrabble, I don't think anyone really envisages themselves being the Scrabble world champion. But that's exactly what happened to Aussie man David Elder earlier this week was crowned the Scrabble world champion, and he's on the phone with us. David, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, and happy to talk about it.
David, talk us through your strategy here. I mean, do you go straight for the triple word scores? Is that the tactic going in, or how do you prepare for something like this?
The tactic is to basically score more points than your opponent.
I mean, so, okay.
Yeah. So to do that, you would also deny your opponents from scoring points. So that's actually the main tactic.
Yeah, a bit of strategy there. Okay, block them.
So, David,
yep.
You...
Yep, that's right.
One of your highest scoring, and I think your winning score, was on a word, Corels, which is a type of cubicle desk often seen in university libraries.
Do you want to give us the quick spelling of that, Tommy?
Carrels. Now, David, have you spent a lot of your time in university libraries? Because I didn't know this word actually was a word.
Yeah, I'm actually a dropout, so no. And I didn't know what the word meant until all the news articles which have perpetuated it, I guess. But now I know. There's no requirement to know the meanings of the words, so it's much easier to just learn them as strings of letters.
Wow! So how many words do you reckon you played that you didn't even know the meaning of?
Probably, if I had to guess, just over half.
What?
I am so impressed. I mean, as long as you know how to spell it, what do you know? You don't need to know the meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. How the game works.
Have you ever put down a combination of letters, not knowing whether it's a word, and just hoping,
just hoping
it passes.
For the best.
Yeah, I've definitely done that way more times than I'd like to admit to myself.
That is awesome, David. Was Scrabble something you got involved in as a kid? Like, was it a family pastime? You know, around the dinner table. How did this obsession with words come about?
Yeah, I was always good with words, and I used to play these old games on Yahoo Games with my dad. I'm not sure Yahoo Games exists anymore, called Literati and Word Racer. I'm not sure you guys will have ever heard of
no,
them.
Have
this
you,
is some pretty old stuff.
Have you upgraded to Words
like
with Friends?
Years ago.
That's the one on the iPhone now, Words with Friends.
Yeah, I play Scrabble, actually, over the phone. You can play the EA Scrabble app, which is actually Scrabble. And you play that the same as you play Words with Friends. It's basically the same thing, except I think Scrabble has a better design.
No one would want to take you on now, though. No one's going to take you on for a match.
It's more of a challenge, though, to try and beat him.
No one's going to beat him.
Well, I guess it depends on your perspective.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And, David, one of the words used in the game was obvs, like a slang for obviously.
Yep.
Are you allowed to use shortened words?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so whatever's in the dictionary is good. There's a selected dictionary that's the specific source for the tournament, and you go from that dictionary. And because dictionaries make money by saying how many words they have, they make some pretty dubious inclusions.
Wow, obs, fantastic. Well, I guess I can never correct you, Tommy, when you write that down. It's not a word. Please use the correct spelling.
Yeah, look, to make something a word, all you have to do is say it lots of times, and, you know, eventually it'll find its way into people's vocabulary.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. I mean, bootylicious. Beyonce did it to us all.
Yeah.
So, David, what was the prize at the end of the competition?
They gave me 7,000 UK pounds.
Fantastic. How are you going to spend the money? Going to go nuts?
You can party hard with some crosswords this weekend,
sound
David.
Like fun.
Yeah, let loose.
Sorry?
Let loose with a jumble.
Yeah.
Awesome, David. Thank you so much for joining us. And the newly crowned Scrabble World Champion, David Elder, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Happy to talk to you. And have a good morning.
Thanks, David. You too. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Mate, I've told you that last weekend I found a scrap of paper on the floor. It had a phone number on it. 0477, etc., etc. Now, you might think that is a random occurrence. Why'd you pick up a random bit of paper? I like to listen to the universe. I like to look out for signs and symbols. I like that airy-fairy stuff. And what really solidified it for me that maybe this is something I should pursue is that weeks prior to this event, I found a partial phone number on a post-it note that I stepped on and like dragged into my car.
Yes.
So I thought, wow, this has kind of happened before and now I've got a full number.
It's the universe.
It's the universe. And I actually went so far as to find a fatalist, a woman who interprets fate and signs from the universe. And I got her advice.
If you get a little sign and then you get a bigger sign and a bigger sign, it's like the universe almost screaming at you like, hello, we're trying to send you a message, like, are you not getting it? And then going back to fate, when we kind of coming into this life, we choose to cross paths with certain people to help expedite our growth on a soul level. So I think something like this is a bit of fun, and like if you call them and it does happen to be something that, or someone that, you know, you were meant to connect with, then isn't that an amazing adventure?
Yes, I agree, Mal. I think it is a bit of an amazing adventure because who knows really where this could lead.
If it was me, I would have honestly picked up the piece of paper and thrown it straight in the bin and not thought twice about it. The fact that you've gone this far, spoken to a fatalist, talked about it every day for almost a week on the show, you have to call it.
Well, I would like to put it out to the people now. 13, 12, 16, do you think I should call? Do you believe in signs? Do you think there is something in it? Or is this just, as you said, was it a scrap of paper? Should I have just thrown it in the bin? I'd love to get your take on it. Has something similar happened? You know, have you followed the signs?
Yes.
And where did it take you?
Imagine.
Exactly. So I'd love to hear from you now. 13, 12, 16, you've heard the story. I found this scrap of paper with a phone number on it. Do I pursue it? Do I call this person? Or do I just throw that rubbish in the bin?
I reckon you have to call it.
13, 12, 16, want to hear from you next. And coming up after 8, did you go to school with someone who is now famous? I went to the same high school as Tina Arena.
Oh, I love Tiny Tina.
So I am counting that one. But right now, all week I've been talking about this scrap of paper I found last weekend with a phone number on it and really exploring if this was a sign from the universe and is this person meant to be in my life? You know, maybe it's a mentor, maybe it's my new best friend, maybe it's the person I really should be with and my boyfriend better watch out.
Exactly.
Who knows? We're exploring all options and I wanted to hear from you today on 13, 12, 16, whether I should explore this option. You know, do you believe in fate? Would you listen to the signs? And no one cares, Tommy.
No.
No calls on 13, 12, 16. I've done a Tommy Casher and put something out there and no one's bitten, but that's okay.
It is okay.
That's okay because I'm still going to call. So either way, we'll get a resolution by tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I deserve some say in this. I'm one half of the show, and I think you should call.
Well, thank you. If you could just run out next time I don't get calls and ring in.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
That'd be great. Create the illusion that the phone's ringing, you know, people are engaging. But, yeah, all right, let's do it. I'm gonna give it a call. If we get voicemail even, we can leave a message. We'll see if they call me back. Oh. Put the ball in their court. This thing could go on for another week, people. It's not going away, so you better get some buy-in now.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, I am not a huge fan of Ben Stiller. I mean, I enjoyed Night at the Museum, but other than that, his movies don't really do it for me. But his upcoming flick called Brad Status actually looks quite interesting.
At night, my mind drifted back to college. So many friends have become successful. Craig Fisher worked for the White House. Jason Hatfield had his own hedge fund. Billy Wurstler sold his tech company at 40. What do I have? I work for a nonprofit and nothing to show for it.
Somebody asked about you. You know, whatever happened to you.
Where's Brad? I remember that guy, Brad.
So the movie basically follows this middle-aged guy who's just kind of living this humdrum life.
Mm.
But all his college mates, all those guys he went to uni with, have now gone on to be really super successful and almost semi-famous. Were you going to say something?
No.
You took a breath in?
Sorry. But I haven't gone to school with anyone who's famous, which is a bit of a letdown.
You don't know any, like, you what's the word if you used to go there?
Alumni?
Alumni there that have gone on to do great things.
Yeah, there was one guy that went to my school for 2 years that played for Carlton.
You love Carlton.
Yeah, but he went there for 2 years and he wasn't there while I was there.
Jeez, I think you'd take credit. You'd own that one.
Yeah, Andrew Carrazzo, he went to De La Salle, my school back in Melbourne, for 2 years. I mean, I can't really claim that, can I?
Yeah, you can. For the purpose of this segment, yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, well,
rephrase it and put a positive attitude on it.
Carlton footballer Andrew Carrazzo, he went to my school.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. And you love Carlton.
I do.
Well, there you go. I actually have a similar one, Tommy. Not a sports star, but a singing superstar, Tina Arena.
Oh, really?
Tina Arena went to my high school. Yes. Couple of years my senior, but we're not going to get caught up in the details, are we?
No.
So we want to hear from you now. 13, 12, 16, did you go to school, primary or high, or uni? We'll take all levels of education with someone who is now famous.
Oh, I went to uni with heaps of people famous.
Oh, let's stretch it out to uni then, shall we?
Taylor Burrows from the Shepherd and News.
Fantastic.
Stephanie Atkins, Wynn News.
Fantastic.
I went to uni with all those guys. Girls. They're both girls. So.
I know you've got one on the tip of your tongue you want to share. I'm surprised you've held back.
You mean my good friend Sophie Kasia? We went to uni together.
AKA.
The young mummy.
Yep.
We're good mates. We text each other sometimes.
Yeah, she doesn't reply. It's all one-way texting. But great examples,
yes,
Tommy. You've been to school with heaps of famous people.
Yeah, now I have. Thanks for opening my eyes.
Like, positive spin.
Yeah, good.
You're Mr. Positivity.
I am. Oh, the phones are lighting up.
Fantastic. 13, 12, 16, taking your calls next. Did you go to school? We'll take primary, high or uni with someone who is now famous. Talking about Ben Stiller's new movie. It's called Brad's Status. It's going to be in cinemas later this year. And it's basically about this humdrum everyday guy whose friends from uni just grew up to be super successful and kind of famous.
Yeah.
So we're asking the question today on 13, 12, 16, did you go to high school, primary school, uni with someone who turned out to be famous? I'm claiming that I went to the same high school as Tina Arena. Claiming it.
I went to the same uni as Sophie Kasia, the young mummy, Stephanie Atkins from Wynn News, and Taylor Burrows from the Shep News.
Fantastic. And Josh in Kyabram, did you go to school with someone who is now famous?
Yes, I went to high school with a bloke called Nick Holman, who played for Carlton.
Yes, I'm familiar with Nick Holman's work. Got a booming left foot, I believe.
Yes, and another bloke called Brad Shaw, who's a motorbike racer.
A motorbike racer. I'm not as familiar with Brad Shaw's work, I'll be honest.
Probably should have led with Brad Shaw. We could have ended on Carlton, ended on a high, but that's okay.
Josh,
yeah.
Josh, I follow Nick Holman on Instagram. Where's he playing these days? Is he ever in Adelaide?
Yes, he's in Adelaide, playing for Central Districts.
Yeah, right, good on him.
Very good, Josh. You still mates with him?
Yeah, best mates. He's having a ripper season, so yeah, but going very good.
Fantastic, Josh. Well, thanks so much for getting involved. We love it. You milk that friendship. You try and get in the back of his Instagram pics. You boost your own followers. You work it.
I got a few followers, that's for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. Thanks so much for the call, Josh.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor! Good friend of the show, Taylor Burrows. Are you calling to say you went to high school went to uni with a famous person?
I mean, I went to uni with Tommy.
Oh, I love how high-pitched she went at the end. They're like, oh, I'm not sure if this counts.
Also at uni, I did like a radio open day thing and I got to meet Matt Spanger and Brody Grundy because they studied at La Trobe.
Yeah, and now Matt Spanger's playing at the Shep United.
Oh yeah. Whoops.
And Brody Grundy, obviously Collingwood ruckman, and you're a Collingwood fan, Taylor.
Massive Collingwood fan.
Loved it. Fantastic. Mate, your little uni days, your little uni clique has produced some winners.
It is.
And we had like a Paralympian in our course as well.
Oh, yeah. Ahmed Kelly. Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, La Trobe breeds them famous.
They really do. And obviously Hayden Thompson and Adem Baroli down at the Shep News. Everyone's bloody famous from my uni.
You know how La Trobe had that slogan, find your clever? Find your fame at La Trobe. La Trobe, feel free to take that. Use it in an ad. Taylor, thanks so much. We always love hearing from you. Have a great one.
Bye, guys.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.